Sissy Baby Stories. Volume 1. By Terry Masters. Introduction. This is a collection of some short stories submitted to BBW in the late 1990s and originally edited by Mikey of BBW and published by BBW. These have been re-edited by Terry Masters for publication by AB Discovery and for your enjoyment. We have all heard boys will be boys, but we also know some boys will be sissy babies, and these boys are becoming the sweetest sissy babies you'll ever want to meet, or maybe to be. Tammy, Sissy Baby. Discovery. It was about 3 a.m. when I woke up with the discovery of being wet for the third straight night. In my confusion, I jumped out of bed in alarm, and in the process woke up my wife, who had not yet felt the wetness of the sheets. Being disturbed by the manner I got out of bed, and then feeling the wet mattress, she looked at me and yelled, "What the hell is going on here? This is the third night in a row that you have wet the bed. What on earth is wrong with you? Are you a baby or something?" I just stood there with my head hung low, humiliated and confused. I couldn't answer her. I didn't know what to say. "You're not only ruining the mattress, but I'm not getting much sleep with your preposterous behavior. I think that from now on you are going to wear diapers and rubber panties to bed, so at least I can get some sleep, and maybe we can save the mattress as well." Then she said, "Now get cleaned up while I change the bed again. We will talk more about this tomorrow." I went to the bathroom and rinsed out my pajamas and hung them up to dry and put on a clean pair. As I got back into bed, I leaned over to kiss my wife, but she just turned away in disgust, not saying a word. I laid there and smiled, thinking to myself, if she only knew, I'd really be in trouble. For the last several weeks, I had listened to a hypnotic tape that was supposed to make the user incontinent at night. On my way home from work, I would park my car, put the seat down, lay back, and turn on the tape. As I drove the rest of the way home, and on my way to work, I would listen to the subliminal tape. I was thinking that this tape was a waste of money when one night, 3 days ago, I woke up wet. Well, my plan had started to work, or so I thought. I got up the next morning and got ready for work. As I started the car, I again put in the subliminal tape and went to work. I was thinking to myself that maybe I should get the 24-hour wetting tape next, but on second thought, maybe I shouldn't. It's okay to wet the bed, but I don't think I would want to wet and wear diapers 24 hours a day. No, this was just fine, I thought. I arrived home that night and started making supper as I normally did, because my wife usually came home about an hour or two after I did. I didn't really think about the events that had occurred the previous evening, just carried on normally. I heard my wife coming in the door, and as she did, she looked to see if supper was started. She entered the kitchen and walked right by me without saying a word, carrying a load of packages to the bedroom. I asked her what she had bought, but she just ignored me. I thought to myself, boy, she is really pissed off, maybe I should stop this. She was in the bedroom for quite some time with the door closed. I thought she was changing her clothes, so I didn't say anything, but after about 30 minutes and supper almost done, I knocked on the door to inform her that we would be eating shortly. She opened the door, and I told her that supper was about ready. She didn't say anything, and we walked to the kitchen. It was a very